everyone. My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. Well, today is Christmas Eve, and this is definitely my favorite time of the year. And of course, right now, people around the world are getting ready for a big Christmas celebration. There are many different Christmas traditions. Do you celebrate many traditions? Well, today our lesson is titled The Christmas Story. So, of course, in today's lesson, we're going to be talking about the Christmas story. What is this Christmas story all about? Well, first, we're going to discuss the first Christmas. And finally, we're going to discuss the bright star. Well, friends, this is definitely going to be a very special lesson that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. So let's go inside and find Gabe so we can get started.
The Christmas Story. God gives a gift to the world. A tremendous celebration in most parts of the world, Christmas commemorates the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Most of us find it hard to imagine the first Christmas because people didn't have TVs, radios, or even cameras way back then. But God arranged a celebration far more spectacular than anyone could pull off. Even in these days of modern technology, no one can match this.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 tremendous 这个形容词。Tremendous 在这里是指精彩的、出色的或者是极棒的。例如 ,the dancer's tremendous performance won waves of applause from the audience. 这位舞者精彩的表演让观众们不停地鼓掌。Tremendous 也指极大的。例如 ,there's a tremendous amount of data for the computer system to process every second.电脑每一秒都需要处理极大量的资讯。接下来我们看的是 pull off 这个动词片语。pull 原来是指拉，但是 pull off 在这里是指成功达成或做到某件困难的任务。例如 ,even though the team had been the underdog before the game, they pulled it off and won the championship. 虽然这支队伍在比赛前一直没有被看好，但是他们克服万难赢得了冠军。或者是 The project was challenging and time-consuming, but we pulled it off. 这个案子很具挑战性又很耗时，但是我们还是成功完成了。
Hey everyone! Merry Christmas! Or Merry Christmas Eve anyway. It is the day before Christmas, and yes, we are going to learn a little more about the Christmas story today.Rebecca, what is your favorite part of the Christmas story? Or what kinds of characters come to your mind?
Let me see. Well, the first character that comes to my mind is baby Jesus. Of course, baby Jesus is the most important part. And then we have Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the angels. Can you think of anyone else?
We've got the wise men as well. I think we're going to take a look...at the wise men in today's story, too. Well, friends, let's get started here. God gives a gift to the world, and we begin here a tremendous celebration in most parts of the world. Christmas commemorates the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Okay, so a tremendous celebration is a big celebration. It's a fantastic celebration. And commemorating, that's doing something to rememberSomebody or something in history.
Exactly. And of course, in our lesson, it says Christmas commemorates the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. And like I just told you, Gabe, Jesus is definitely my favorite character in the Christmas story.
Well, the Christmas story is all about him, right? Jesus Christ, Christ Mass. That's where that Christmas, the Christ, comes from, right?Well, we continue here. Most of us find it hard to imagine the first Christmas because people didn't have TVs, radios, or even cameras way back then.
Well, you know, Gabe, before we talk about that section, I actually am interested in knowing more about Bethlehem, and I know the guys in the InfoCloud have something that they would like to say.
All right.
So, let's go there now.
Steve and Ken, the wise men.
The wise men.
In the InfoCloud.
Could a language that hasn't been spoken for more than 1,500 years be resurrected and become, again, the mother tongue of millions of people?
Believe it or not, it happened. And it's one of the more amazing stories in the history of language. The language we're referring to is Hebrew, the same language that much of the Bible was written in.
For centuries, Hebrew lay dormant. Yes, it could be found in religious texts and literature, but it ceased to be spoken by the common people, much like what happened with Latin.
Then, in the late 1800s, interest grew in reviving Hebrew as a way to help unite the Jewish people.
Through incredible effort and persistence, the number of Hebrew speakers began to grow. Hebrew newspapers and dictionaries were printed.
Jewish leaders insisted Hebrew be spoken in homes and in the classrooms. English teachers, take note. Hebrew was taught in Hebrew, and it worked. Today, about 7 million Jews speak Hebrew as their first language.
Now, to get just a taste of how remarkable this is, imagine modern Chinese people starting to speak the Chinese language of the Tang Dynasty as their mother tongue. Amazing.
你可以想象一个1500年都没有人使用的语言被复兴起来成为几百万人的母语吗？ Hebrew, 希伯来语就是这样一个语言。圣经的原文大部分都是用 Hebrew 撰写。但数百年来希伯来文只用于书写或是在宗教的仪式中使用。但是在19世纪末，在欧洲和巴勒斯坦进行了希伯来语的复兴运动。犹太的领袖要求人们在家里要讲 Hebrew， 希伯来文的报纸和字典也开始发行。学校不只有教 Hebrew， 而且是用希伯来文来教希伯来文。希伯来文在现今已经是以色列的犹太人在日常生活中使用的语言了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Now I know the language Latin is often considered a dead language, but I wonder if Latin could ever be resurrected.
I find that kind of hard to imagine.Well, let's continue on with our lesson where we read, most of us find it hard to imagine the first Christmas because people didn't have TVs and these sorts of things. Let's take a look at that phrase, to find something hard. You could also say you find something easy. That means you have tried something or experienced something. You've discovered that it's hard or easy.
That's right. And if you find something hard to do, it's not easy to do.Okay, Gabe, I've got a great example sentence here.
Oh, I find that hard to believe. I'm just kidding, Rebecca.
Here, no, this is a great one.
I find it easy to believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, Gabe, sometimes I think that you find it hard to sit still. You're always wanting to move your hands because you play the drums.
You are right, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Friends, you don't see it very often on TV or hear it on the radio, but yes, I do like to...tap my clipboard sometimes. Our sound man always has to tell me to stop making those noises. I do find it hard to sit still sometimes. Mm-hmm. Well, Rebecca,
yes.
You find it difficult to eat 臭豆腐. Am I right?
Well, Gabe, I actually have tried 臭豆腐.
Oh, I didn't say you haven't tried it. I said you find it difficult.
Well, the smell. There's just something about the smell. I have not yet acquired a taste for 臭豆腐. Mm-hmm. However, I find it very easy to eat, beef noodles.
Yes, that is a little easier to handle. Well, you can use the phrase, I find it hard to, I find it easy to, just like Rebecca said. I went to Hong Kong recently. I found it very easy to get around and use the public transportation there. Even though I hadn't been before, I discovered that it was easy to use.
Of course, Gabe, you would find it easy to use. Anyway, let's continue with our lesson. We read, but God arranged a celebration far more spectacular than anyone could pull off, even in these days of modern technology. And we see a very useful phrase right there, to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, oftentimes when I hear this phrase, I think of a car that's driving down the road, and then it pulls off to the side of the road.
Oh, yeah. That's one way to use it. Or if you're wearing a sweater like I am, you might get hot, you might pull off your sweater. But that's not what our lesson means here. And our lesson is very unique. The phrase pull off means to accomplish something even though it was very difficult, or even though it may even have seemed impossible. You pulled it off.
And I've got a great example sentence. For example, you could say, I didn't think that you would be able to pull it off, but the big fundraiser last night was a big success. Lots of people came.
Or I didn't think we could get 100% on our group project, but we did it. We really pulled it off. Friends, think of some other way to use that phrase. We do have more to learn about the first Christmas right after this.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about the Christmas story. And of course, the Christmas story is the greatest story ever told, and it definitely is my favorite story. Well, without further ado, that means without waiting any longer, let's continue learning about the Christmas story.
The Christmas story. He had a big choir of angels perform in the skies, so people all around would know that this was not just a regular man-made birthday party. In fact, there was an even more amazing phenomenon, a bright new star in the sky that could be seen by people all over the world. People from as far away as China, India, and other far-off countries saw it and wondered what it was all about. They then studied all their ancient writings and found out that an important king would be born. This star would lead them to him.
Okay, 继续我们看 choir 这个名词。 Choir 是指诗班 或者是合唱团 例如 Roseanne has been singing in her church choir since she was 8 She's the main soprano Roseanne 8岁开始就在教会的诗班唱歌 她是女高音的主唱 或者是 The school choir will perform at the auditorium tonight 学校的合唱团今天晚上会在礼堂表演 或者是 Janet goes to choir practice twice a week Janet 每周都会去诗班练习两次 最后我们看的是 amazing 这个形容词 amazing 原本是 amaze A-M-A-Z-E 是惊奇这个动词的现在分词 当形容词是指神奇的或者是令人惊叹的 例如 the judges were very impressed by the girl's amazing performance 这个女孩惊人的演出让评审们都印象深刻 或者是 Paris is an amazing city 巴黎是个神奇的都市 And now let's get back to our teachers
Thank you, Michelle. Well, everyone, as you can see, I'm dressed as an angel. Why? Well, our lesson talks about this big choir of angels that performed in the sky. Yes, Gabe?
You look great! Angel Rebecca! So you were part of this big choir of angels that performed in the sky?
Well, maybe I wasn't one of those angels that performed in the sky when Jesus was born, but I'm an angel now. I'm dressed the part.
Yes, you are, friends. This certainly must have been a spectacular show. As we read earlier, it was far more spectacular than anything that we can pull off now, even with the best modern technology. Can you imagine seeing that big choir of angels just appearing in the sky? All that bright light, that truly is spectacular.
And I can only imagine that they sounded amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our lesson says that the purpose of this big choir of angels was to show people around the world that this wasn't some regular man-made birthday party. But Gabe, there was something even more amazing than this choir of angels.
Yes, you're right. Let's take a look at that phrase, even more amazing. There's so many ways you could use that, right? So, for example, the view from my roof is pretty incredible. But what's even more incredible is the view from the top of the mountain. Do you have another example?
Well, I love watching fireworks.
Okay.
I think they're amazing. But what's even more spectacular is the Northern Lights.
That would be spectacular. I have not seen them yet. I would love to one day. And friends, we know in our lesson that this big choir of angels appeared in the sky. Our author thought this was amazing, but she thinks what's even more amazing is this bright new star in the sky that could be seen by people all over the world.
That is pretty cool. Well, I wonder if this star looks anything like that star.
This star, that's like the shape that we all learned how to draw as kids. I imagine the star back then was a lot bigger and brighter, and it was seen by people in far-off countries. Sometimes we call those people the wise men.
Speaking of wise men, Gabe, I thought you were going to dress up as a wise man.
I know, we agreed to that. I think I am a wise man, and this is how I dress. I'm a wise man.
Well, Gabe, hey, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time.
That's right. In the next sentence, we see these words, found out. Let's take a closer look at these words with the twins.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the phrasal verb find out. Find out means to get information about something because you are curious about it or to discover something for the first time. Let's take a look at the sentence from our article. They then studied all their ancient writings and found out that an important king would be born. So through these ancient writings, they discovered an important king would be born. Let's take a look at an example sentence. Can you find out the times for the movie? When you want to watch a movie at the theater, do you usually know what time the movie starts? No, of course not. You have to find out by either calling, checking online, or going to the theater. Here's one more example sentence. I just found out that I'm pregnant. She discovered she is pregnant. Now, because she already found out that she was pregnant, we of course use the past form of find, which is found. Speaking of the past, Serena, do you remember our 12th birthday party? How could I forget? We found out about our surprise party.
We did.
Our parents thought we were playing in our room, but we were actually downstairs listening to our parents talking about our surprise party. We even found out where and when it was going to be. Of course, we didn't let anyone know we found out about the party until a few years later. Well, our time is up. We'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SC Challenge. I know that you're all really excited about the SC Challenge today. Well, we have two special players. What's your name?
Pasta.
Pasta. Hey, Pasta. And over here we have?
Gloria.
Gloria. Are you ladies excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're excited, and I'm excited too. Okay, well, friends, you know how to play. I'm going to read a couple of sentences, and of course, our players need to try to fill in the blank, and of course, you do too. So, are you ready for the first sentence?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so, the first sentence is, I didn't think that you would be able to blank the show, but you did a great job. Oh, over here, pasta. Pull off. Let's see if that works. I didn't think that you would be able to pull off the show, but you did a great job. Great job, pasta. 1 point for you. Okay, Gloria, this could be your point. Sentence number two. Some people claim that they have seen blank. Some people claim that they have seen blank. Yes, Gloria.
Angel.
Angels. Let's see if that works. Some people claim they have seen angels. Excellent. 1 point for Gloria. 1 point for pasta. It is a tie. Let's see who's going to break the tie. Question number three. Kendra is an blank dancer. Kendra, oh, was that a hand, pasta? But Gloria's hand was also raised. Okay, pasta, what is the correct answer?
Amazing.
Amazing. Let's see. Kendra is an amazing dancer. That is an amazing answer. Great job, pasta. Well, pasta has 2 points. Gloria has 1 point. She won this time, but hey, thanks for playing, ladies. And friends, thank you for playing, and we'll see you next time.
There is a tremendous celebration in many parts of the world on this day today to commemorate Christmas, the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Back when Jesus was born, God had a big celebration that could be seen from everywhere. Angels performed in the skies to let people know that this was not just any ordinary birthday party. And a bright new star appeared in the sky that led people from as far away as India and China know something had happened. When people studied their ancient writings, they found out a new king was born. And the new star led them to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born.
Thank you, Linda. Friends, we want to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
And we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.